Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've been attempting to lose some weight by walking in to work and walking home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked. I think I'm down to 203 last I checked, which I was at 212 at my heaviest. Mm-hmm. And without really working out the way I used to work out.
Right.
Just past. But I stopped.
I'm trying to remember how old I was when I was 206.
It was a difficult delivery. Mm. When you get out of the shower and you haven't boiled the water, are you covered with a film or anything, or is the water feel okay?
No, there's absolutely no film at all, and it feels the exact same way. But for most of the day, I smell like a Texaco restroom.
A young lady walked up, and she says, when I say, what's your dog's name? And she goes, so-and-so. She goes, I've never seen you guys and your dog here before.
So what is your dog's name? And then she says, what's your dog's name? My dog's name is
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, thank God. I just got the text. I just heard it because it happens usually right at the beginning of the show. It makes a big ding noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited. I always want to make sure the texts that interrupt the show come through so that I can get big news like this.
Go.
Your case has been determined.
Mm.
And the courts are settling with you for $261,000. But you must accept it by going here. RFCCH.net.
Go right away, Mike. People, go right away.
Do not go there, people.
You don't want to miss out on the money.
This is one of the rare ones where there's absolutely no detail in it.
Well, don't click it.
They said, well, that's the point.
Well, Mike, you've been hacked in the past. I just don't know what to do with you, you know?
Just like, what do you mean I've been hacked in the past?
Like,
my wife is hacked now.
Oh, maybe she clicked on the same link.
She's waiting for help.
I talked to her this morning.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Resolution?
I said
we don't speak.
I said everybody knows Facebook is dying. Move on. You're a TikTok girly.
You
now.
Didn't say that to
I
her.
I said she's a TikTok girly.
Mike, your $250,000 text makes my text look so lame in comparison that I got right before the show.
Wow.
What'd you get?
It's
21 days until Halloween. You may want to buy your hat now. From Village Hat Shops.
Here's another one. Oh, they're saying, but Rob, that is a pitch.
That's a real deal.
That is a regular pitch. Yeah. This is give us your information so we can,
my mom,
destroy your life.
Who's in her 70s, and we'll be talking to her in just a moment here.
Yeah.
It is her birthday today.
Very excited, Yoli.
This is a routine, and it's not even a bit. It's actually scary, but funny to me.
Yes, it's a shtick.
She will show me all her texts, and every one of her texts, except for the one that comes from Macy's, they're all Nigerian or like some like Sudan nation. Like, make sure you click here to retrieve your Amazon gift card. Make sure you click here. You still have $50 on your Starbucks gift card. Like,
yes.
It's all of these. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, I have $50 on my card. Can you help me get it? And I said, Mom, this is what I've been trying to tell you. Like, this is how they steal your information. You don't even go to Starbucks. Like, why would you even have a gift card?
It's time to start. If you have $50, that's like 10 drinks.
It's free. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We just started right there. Derry, New Hampshire, Fishers, Indiana, Wilsonville, Oregon, Sierra National Forest in California. I don't know. It's doing a forest thing there. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, and Boyne Valley, Ireland.
Mm.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. I get a lot of them, but the weirdest part of it, I think it's just time of day. But when we start taping this show in the afternoon, soon to be switching over to a morning taping schedule, I get them during the show, and I don't. That freaks me out.
Unless
that weirds me out because I wonder why that
you're being
happened.
Geo-targeted because they think you're just going to click it.
Yeah.
That would be a next level of nefarious
This is the time that he's most likely to hit a dismissive click,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden, you're gone.
Done.
It's weird. Done-so. It's just weird. It's weird. And it's, you know, down here as, and I want to, Pony, get that call to Oscar's mom because I need it.
Sure.
I'm depressed
right
today. Yeah. I'm depressed looking at the news this morning, and I didn't expect to be depressed because, well, it's the same reason, you know, if you go into a restaurant, you see somebody eating alone. You feel that way. I guess we're calling her right now.
We're just calling her. Getting it ready means getting it ready.
We're going for it.
Calling and getting it ready.
Going for it.
Very awkward.
Simple instructions.
I hope she doesn't.
Unable to follow.
Oh, oh.
Simple. Yoli.
Lisa speaking.
This is Mike O'Mara of the Mike O'Mara Show calling to wish you a very, very happy birthday. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How do you feel? Are you having a good birthday?
Yes, I have a good birthday. Everybody call me.
That is wonderful. Would you like to say hi to your son?
Yes. Please.
Please.
Hola, mami.
Hola, mijito.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien, gracias a Dios.
Esos son los días de que extraño al señor Larry.
Sí. Yes, I miss him.
Yeah, she misses Mr. Yes. Larry King.
It's a shame he can't get on the phone since he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. But de repente,
he was my partner.
Yeah, he was your partner. Yeah.
Really?
Is there anybody that she watches now or that she listens to now that Larry's gone? Are there particular television personalities that she likes
Mom,
a lot?
That's Mr. Mike is being so sweet. Who do you like now?
I don't have a most. Who I like it because the problem is the Mr. He was so high. It's very hard to compete with him.
Larry was one of the best in the business and very hard to replace him. You are so right. Hey, will you by any chance for your birthday, will you be getting a Florida cake?
Florida cake?
Sí.
Yes, I used to, pero no anymore. Yeah. Florida cake was.
What? Why? Why?
So many.
It was destroyed by Ian, Mike.
Help, mami,
please,
perdón.
For God's sake.
Perdón. You no longer get the Florida cake porque te robaron. ¿Te acuerdas?
Here in Balducci?
Yeah, when they robbed you. That's why you don't get the Florida cake
that's
anymore.
Right.
When they robbed me.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't go anymore to Balducci because they stole my wallet.
Balducci's did?
You mean the people that work at Balducci's?
No, in Balducci, the people they were in the line too. I put attention to pay to the cashier, and then when I put it very quickly to come in with the cake, and then I don't take attention when I come here. I needed my money, my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it.
It was gone.
Gone.
So somebody in the checkout line stole your wallet.
Yes. All
Muy mal.
Yeah, muy mal. So you don't go.
That is the reason I don't go anymore to Balducci.
Yeah.
No more
I don't blame
Florida
you.
Cake.
I wouldn't go back to a store where somebody in line, they must target people for standing in line, right, Oscar? I'm sure they do that.
Yeah, but I went back to
Balducci's.
To say them, and then they say they don't know. Because they don't have the camera. I say, look at the camera. You can look at the camera.
Right.
And then they say, no, we don't have it only for the cashier.
Will your husband be taking you out for a nice dinner tonight?
No, my husband is in Bolivia.
Oh, he is in Bolivia.
Mommy,
I'm sorry.
Mike,
I forgot.
Señor Mike Saba, he knew that. He was just being funny.
Will your husband Zoom with you?
Excuse me?
You could get on Zoom. You could have a Zoom call.
No, they do
with your
WhatsApp.
Husband.
WhatsApp.
Oh, of course, because WhatsApp is free. That's right.
Yeah. I have it in the face. I have it in Zoom. But it's okay. I'm happy. Home alone.
Yeah. Mom.
Has Oscar, have you celebrated yet?
Oh, I went yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, he did it yesterday. He did it.
Well, we brought a cake. We brought,
Florida cake?
No, we brought balloons. We brought a cheesecake.
Did it represent another state?
No, she brought a New York cheesecake, yes.
Oh, yes, so the great state of New York.
My mom bought a tres leches cake.
Oh, I love tres leches.
Three milks,
tres leches.
Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely the best cake. Have you ever had a hummingbird cake?
No, it's good.
Oh, Oh, yeah. You know what a carrot cake is, right?
Yes.
This is better than carrot cake.
Really?
Yes, it's delicious. Yes, you ought to look
where
it up.
Where I find it?
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Oscar look it up, find one, and then bring one to you.
Yeah, next Sunday.
I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. And so it'll be a present from me to you, a hummingbird cake. And you don't need to have it on your birthday. You can have it just to celebrate. Have a little fiesta with your hummingbird cake.
Yes, it's small one. I don't want a big one. Chiquitito.
Yoli, what is your favorite food? What do you like to, if you could eat any food, what is your favorite food?
I can eat any food. I eat any all food. Because I know how I cook, and then I know any food I eat it.
But what's your favorite?
Italian,
what's your
Spanish.
Favorite? What's your favorite to make?
If you're going out to eat, if you're going out to a restaurant, what kind of food do you like? Do you like Italian? Do you like Chinese food? Do you like Mexican food? What food do you like the best when you go out to eat?
My food is steak.
Oh, steak.
Steak with salad.
Mm-hmm.
Steak with shallots?
With salad.
Salad.
Shallot, as she said.
How about a baked potato?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But it's not that crazy, you know?
I love a baked potato. Delicious.
With shallots.
See, then
yes,
you put
Jean
it
shallot.
With salad.
That salad, I love salad.
I
yeah. What's your favorite salad dressing?
The one you use, the basic too, is oil.
And vinegar.
Vinegar, yeah. And then a little, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, just a simple salad with lemon and maybe a little salt and pepper?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, wonderful.
Yeah.
So you had a good...
Because the thing is, I cook it. I know how I cook, and then I like it, my flavor.
Oh, you like to cook yourself.
Yeah.
You like, well, if you were to have some, if I came to your house, Yoli.
Oh, no.
If I came over for dinner, if I, why don't you stop with the oh, no, Rob? Rob just said, oh, no. Yeah. What does that mean? Stop it.
I thought you were going to like take her out to dinner. She didn't want
to. No, I'm saying if I went to Yoli's house, if I came over for dinner and you wanted to make me the best thing that you make, what do you cook for guests that is always very popular?
Popular, I can cook. I can broil a steak. I can do a salmon with cream and blue cheese.
I love boiled steak.
Broiled.
Oh, broiled. I'm sorry. Yeah. Broiled.
Yeah, with shallot.
And don't sleep on the salmon.
salmon is delicious.
I like it with cream.
A cream sauce.
Blue cheese.
Yeah.
Blue cheese. Oh, I love blue cheese. Yes.
Do you know that que señor Mike vive in Fort Myers, Florida, en donde estaba el huracán?
Ay, no me digas.
Sí. Yeah.
¿Cómo estaba?
Yeah,
muy bien. Muy bien. You know, we're not in the area that's really, messed up. So, but there are people within 10 miles, what am I saying? Within 2 miles of us that lost everything. Across the street from us on the other side.
You don't have nothing because that was so bad. They're still not working, not cleaning in many places.
It'll be months, if not years, before we get back to normal down here. But the people down here are phenomenal. They're wonderful. And everybody's going to build back. Some people are leaving. Some people will never come back because they lost their homes. But a lot of people are just, it's constant trabajo all the time.
Yes, it's true. That is the new immigration. Always was. The immigration always work.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's all the time people building back. And I forgot what it was about the causeway to Sanibel. They're saying that it might be back in a ridiculously short amount of time, a temporary bridge for people to
really?
Go
there. Really? That's
great. See, hey, Mommy.
See their homes.
Are you a fan of Governor DeSantis? What are your views?
I know. I don't like it. I hate that man.
You hate him?
Yeah, I like that Oscar called him Governor Santis. Like D is his middle initial.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
I don't like him. No, he's a very bad man.
Very bad man.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah,
this is a freedom of speech.
Yeah. I'm sorry if you're a Republican and you love those people.
I'm not.
He's very bad.
I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat.
Changing.
What?
Changing so many things.
Sorry, Rob.
I always thought you were a staunch Republican anti-vaxxer. That's the impression you give on the air.
No, you're so wrong. If we had those morning breakfasts together,
maybe. You know, our prayer breakfasts.
Our prayer breakfasts, we would know more about that.
I already vote.
You already voted?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good for you. Yeah, you voted by mail?
By mail.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So did Oscar and Shannon, did they give you a good birthday party?
Yes, they did. They are good people with me.
They are good people.
Really nice.
Let me say, I love your son. I love working with him. And he's a hardworking boy. And he does a great, great job. And he's a good husband. And I think he'll make a wonderful father.
Yes, he is. Because he loves children.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you, Mom.
Yes. He loves children.
Not too soon. Well,
Yoli, is there anything you'd like to say before we say happy birthday and adios?
Yeah. The only thing I want to say, thank you. To love Oscar, to help Oscar, to push Oscar is the best thing. I think so. You are one of the best person who helped Oscar all this year. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much, Yoli. Yeah. Well, happy birthday and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm very happy you are okay. You don't have a problem with it in Florida, okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, nice. Yoli. Yeah. I appreciate that. Happy birthday. Many more.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
We love
you,
Mom.
Adios.
That's so sweet.
There's only one little thing that snuck through at the end there.
What's that?
I was like, I want you to be good to Oscar. You're one of the people that help Oscar and to push Oscar. I heard. Did
push.
I hear push?
Yeah, push.
Did
Oscar.
I hear push?
Yeah, like in life.
Yeah, push.
In life.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, physically.
But she didn't, like, when your dad fell in the hardware store, she didn't push him.
No, she didn't mean physically, like un empuje, which means he gave you some support.
Ah,
she means like push us in support.
So that's more of lifting than pushing.
Lifting up.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I will defer to my Bolivian friend, and it's your mom and I honor family.
That's totally cool.
But I think that as Election Day gets closer, we maybe should have her on a regular basis.
She's got some strong opinions.
She does.
And amen for her. Yes. You know, it's as I told you, Danny. Yes, Rob, you were going to say something.
I was going to say, it's amazing she has that strong of opinion about a state she doesn't even live in. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get to know what she thinks about Maryland.
Because that's home. That's home base.
Home
for
base.
Down here,
yeah.
Tough time to scream that. I think that the disaster probably pushed him over the edge. So I think we're going to have a Governor DeSantis. We'll see. You know, I know
what
I'm going to do.
Saw some good footage of
there.
Him in some nice high white boots.
There are lots of memes about him now.
Yeah,
with the high white boots
on Saturday Night Live.
The shrimper, the shrimper boat.
They called him a former Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
You know, speaking of that, and we didn't have that on the pre-show today, but I'm curious.
Yeah.
I have not looked in on anything, but I'll tell you what also has happened. I haven't noticed anything particularly viral coming out of Saturday Night Live, and I know you still hang on, not
every
necessarily
week.
Because you're dedicated to our show to report on it, but it's one of your OCD habits
it
that
is.
You have.
It is. I tend to watch it over breakfast on Sunday. I don't stay up late anymore, but you know you can do that. But you're right. There was nothing.
And I limit myself to one milkshake a month.
There really usually is. I can usually like do a quick skim of Facebook on Sunday morning and figure out what really hit the night before. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing this week.
Yeah.
They really have gotten bland. I read one headline, and it was Daily News, and I only take one of the New York papers, the conservative one, the New
of
York
course.
Post.
Yes.
And so, and by the way, I'm going to start taking the Daily News because the headlines kill me in the Daily News. They're almost better. But it was something along the lines of an op-ed that said, is it time for SNL to throw in the towel? Something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's just so bad now.
Well, I do know, you know, they always try to have someone that can fill certain roles. Like in the past, there's always been one heavy guy on the cast or something like that. You know,
you mean a fat guy?
Yeah. And so this year, what they have is they have a new Kyle Mooney, but he's been there, but they've elevated him to the Kyle Mooney status, and that's Andrew Dismukes. He's so not funny that he has become the new Kyle Mooney. And I say congratulations.
You have somebody to hate at least.
Yeah,
right?
Someone to root against.
You know what's interesting? You're just talking about Sunday morning. I was just thinking about my mom and how fortunate we are to talk to her like even within this broadcast.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we used to call your mom, Mike, and it's like we still have those tapes in places, mm-hmm. right? For you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's the weird thing about being my age. There are not many people my age, unless you're really super lucky to have mom around, dad around. Yeah. So that's kind of normal for me with my parents being gone. But you realize two things make that clock look like a spinning wheel. And the two things are not only having a 9-year-old son and watching him grow, which seems like it happened in 15 minutes, but the other thing is number of years that pass when somebody passes away.
Yeah.
And you just go, really? Really, really, really? And it's just, it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's a strange, strange feeling. But man, if you're smart enough and empathetic enough to know how valuable it is, that's a cool thing. And reflect on the fact that I used to love to do it. I really, at one point on the old Don and Mike show, we had Frida, God rest her soul, Frida's mom and my mom came in and did the show. Wow. I think it was an April Fool's Day where they came in and did the show together. And it's just, you miss moments like that. And that's, I think with all the stuff going on down here and watching the people specifically at Fort Myers Beach, because I think that's where there were a lot of people that did not evacuate. And you start to reflect on life and how fast it goes. And, you know, it's amazing the attitudes that some people have. We have friends that we're going to be going to dinner with this week that have a salvageable home on Sanibel Island.
Salvageable, it did sustain some damage or?
Yeah, it sustained damage on the lower level. Now, the lower levels, though, it's all about, I'm not going to burden it's you with the boring building codes and the way they're supposed to be done, but it's a long story. I didn't get all the details of their home, but they will be able to re-inhabit the house. The difference is topography. When you go out and you look at an area, many areas around here on the coastline are unrecognizable simply because the ocean moved things around so much.
Yeah.
And it's that's the weird part. But this person, and I will I will not invade her privacy by mentioning her name because I don't know that if that's appropriate, but she was so kind and nice. And her son, who was at, we were chatting at a birthday party this weekend with my kid, and the kid's a bright kid, and he's a super nice kid as well. And you just realize when you are talking to somebody that really went through it, my buddies, literally across the street. And when I talk about that, less than a mile, there are places that were wiped because of flooding. And I don't think it was rain flooding. I think it was actual storm surge coming up that significantly into some of these communities. Yeah. And just, but you don't, it's, you try to detach. And you do detach, and then you feel guilty about detaching, you know, because life goes on, you know, and you try to deal with it the way you can. I don't know. It's crazy time for me. I would be lying if I said I was back to normal.
I'm not young, but this is middle age, 50, 44, right? It's middle age.
I'd say that's middle age. Wouldn't you say that qualifies? 40s,
50s, middle age, right? So middle age.
Yeah.
50 is middle age.
As I get older, you start noticing aspects of people that are like good in your life and how they have, if they're lucky enough to have great relationships with their parents and they want to go see them or visit them. And I only say this as an anecdote for Sunday morning. I got a chance to catch up with Reed Galen. He was in town, and I had brunch with him, and then he literally goes from our brunch to go see his parents, which is like, you know, it's just so humanizing.
Yeah.
When you're like, because I gotta go visit my mom and dad, and he's taking his Uber to see his mom and dad.
It's important. And at the end of the day, when you're blowing spit bubbles, it is the most important thing. And if you're, if you're smart enough to realize that, you nurture it and you do the best you can. With that said, some people can't. Some people can't for a variety of reasons.
True. I feel lucky that I feel lucky to have the opportunity to do so, and thank you for giving me a moment to call.
Oh, anytime. Yeah. I forgot how it's she's chill on the phone, which is very cool for me. So I want that again. Then she'll throw in a little thing. And one of the things I'm looking forward to tonight, right after the show, is having a nice dinner of a Caesar shallot. you know, friends are important too. Friends are very, very, very important. Yes. And that's why, you know, my radio buddy down here, Mark Miller, who's been on this show and does a show called Miller and Moulton, a sports show that he has. We dine with them often, and we went out to a very, very nice seafood joint on Saturday night with our other friends, John and Nancy. And so it's really rare for me to do like the mini dinner party out at a restaurant. And I felt like everybody else in Southwest Florida to go out and be in a restaurant with a group. Cause it's always Carla and me. Yeah. And I look over the table of eight and I'm like, oh boy, rolling my eyes. And it's probably jealousy. You know, yeah. Like, oh,
when you're at friends, the table with Carla, like? When you're at the table with Carla, do you just hear the clinking of silverware on plates? That's the only sound from your table.
When the food comes, yes. You know. No, Carla and I are not that couple. Thank God. I've seen that. Everybody's seen that couple. Where a couple will be out at dinner and they will eat in stone silence.
Yep.
And it is one of the most disconcerting things I have ever seen. No, don't say that. Please don't say it. Oh, my God. Later on, we're going to get to that.
Even Carrie and I talk at a restaurant.
We're going to get to, how do I describe it? Oscar's horrible anniversary. Yes,
that's
evening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're out, and I just wanted to leave you with this because it's pretty heavy. I got to stop talking about the situation down here. I will say that it's fun with the group, and everybody gets their little din-din, and everybody's laughing. But early on, I don't know how it came up, but over the weekend, I hit a milestone with my weight. I know, Rob, you've lost like 100 pounds, but for me, I'd lost 40 pounds. And so it just doesn't show on camera.
I disagree. I think your face. I can see it in your face.
Jow, dead old man skin.
And also my cheeks. Your cheeks. You can see it in your cheeks.
And also, people don't see right before we go live when you twerk. Your ass looks great.
For you too. That's for you too. That's the special.
I know.
So, tone, ladies and gentlemen, when you're talking with friends, talking with family, talking with everybody, tone is everything. And one of my buddies, Millsy, is, he and I have a lot of similarities in our lives, you know.
Broadcasters.
Broadcasters. Yeah. And, you know, you can't tell broadcasters anything, you know. It's like, I'll tell, you know, first of all, I'll tell you the two Millsy-isms, all right?
Okay.
So I'm talking about the fact that we're doing a live show and that we're going to be, going up to New Orleans.
We're
going to
sell out the House of Blues.
That's right.
You know, Mark Miller knows everything, right?
Yeah, of course.
Knows everything. And I said, and you know, I think this time we're just going to kind of do a nice little drive up there. And, you know, and of course, you know how he is, right? With that baritone that he's like, and he's like, why? And I'm like, because it might be fun. And it's like, why? I said to see... And he, you know, and it is the fast talker too. You know, it's just like, well, we'll go out to the little towns along, you know, Biloxi and Pensacola. Asshole. It's like, come on, stop it. I'm looking forward to.
You're really selling my wife on this.
So he. Thanks. Well, no, I mean, I just want to. I don't like
asshole.
To.
Asshole.
We did a trip to the Bahamas.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it was a 44-minute flight.
Yes.
It did not remove the absolute god-awful, life-shortening hassle of air travel.
It's so true.
Which is just debilitatingly bad. I hate it so much. I hate being there. I hate waiting for luggage. I hate being screened. Mike, I hate not being able to
hear.
We're
on the same page.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It doesn't matter if you have business class, the right airline, it's still so painful.
It's the worst.
It's just horrible. It's hard. So anyway, you know, the idea of doing that, being fresh, kind of ready for the show, having a good old time, and we'll get to the show later on. I'll tell you how we're doing. Thank you mm-hmm. to all the people that bought tickets early. We appreciate that. And for those of you that haven't gotten them yet and are worried and freaking out, and by the way, freaking out about general admission seats, general admission tickets, don't. It's cool. It's everybody mills around everywhere. Yeah. It's going
to
be fine. Lots of bars to lean on. Do not hassle about that. So that's the first thing, right? And then Carla brings up the fact to everybody. So, oh, Mike has lost a significant amount of weight. And then somebody else says, oh, really? How much weight have you lost? And I looked over and maybe Mark said it. So how much weight have you lost? Remember, it's all about tone. And I said, I've lost 40 pounds. And he looks at me straight in the eye and he goes, you have?
Oh, no.
So I wanted to share that today. Thank you, Mark. Thanks so much for that. Tone is everything. He almost
even
spit
if
his
really
water out.
Felt that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't pull any punches with each other.
Yeah.
We don't pull. So, like, for example, cruel. When I told him I was going to watch my Giants at 9:30 because it was in London, which was spectacular, the big win.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, I'm going to watch the Giants at 9:30. My Giants are going to be on at 9:30. So, oh, by that way, you'll get over your depression by noon. Hey, I showed him. That's why I texted him yesterday. Big Blue. Big
Blue. At least you're not
blue.
A Mets fan. Yeah. I actually feel bad for them.
Mets are, that's a tough franchise. But it was glorious to be, guys, hey, Donnie, Michael. Come on here. You want to come on the show? Michael's friend Donnie is on the show. Come here. Don and Mike. Come on over here. All right. Donnie, you get on the other side. All right. Both of you on both sides of me right here. All right. Lean in, Michael. Lean in. All right. Say,
Donnie, smile.
Say
look
hi.
Happy. There you right, go.
There you go. There he is. What's that smile, Donnie? What are you doing? That's crazy. How are you guys doing? You having a good time? Why are you all sweaty? You been running around?
No, we're not sweaty. We were just in the pool.
Oh, you were in the pool.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Drying off.
So mommy's not sleeping anymore?
No, she's up. She made us pizza.
Awesome. Oh, she made you pizza. Get out of here. Thank you very much. All right. There they go. All right. That's his lifelong friend, Donnie.
I'm sure that Mama Carla made the crust from scratch.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Toss the dough and everything.
Hours in the kitchen. Hours in the kitchen.
I wonder if there was
a side
salad.
It might have been a side salad.
Family is everything. Anyway.
Shawshank.
Yeah, nothing like those two rugrats running around when daddy's trying to do his last minute golf day show prep, you know, which is like, Michael, I've got the clock. Michael, there we go. But yeah, you know, it's great. And back to school for my son tomorrow.
Oh, that's great.
We're excited, but we're still boiling water down here. So,
Sorry, man.
Hi.
Tasty.
How are you?
It makes it easier to make tea, Mike. It's already hot.
How do you take showers without drinking it?
I know Rob's always been challenged when he takes his showers by water pouring into his mouth. And
let my mouth hang open.
When you're doing...
I brush my teeth in the shower, too. Yeah.
Harry, are we low on hot water? What's going on here? That's it. Other than that, everything is hunky-dory. We got our first rain... yesterday, which was not good because any rain at all.
Sure. With saturation.
Needing tarps and that kind of crap. I don't want to go
there.
When
you get out of the shower and you haven't boiled the water, are you covered with a film or anything, or is the water feel okay?
No, there's absolutely no film at all, and it feels the exact same way. But for most of the day, I smell like a Texaco restroom, which is, great. By the way, my neighbor down in the corner, my neighbor John, is out there. Oh, he lost these beautiful trees. He had these beautiful, they're hard to describe. They're pine trees, but They look like they're all over the place in on the East Coast, but they're just gorgeous pine trees. And he lost his beautiful big one. That's not a standard pine. It's just a really pretty tree. And he's out there chopping it up. And I'm telling him, I said, we just got back 2 days ago. And I said, we'll be fine, I guess, once that boil water edict is over. He said, boil water? Oh, hell, we've been drinking it.
I'm God.
We've been drinking it. And I...
He's going to go down like the pine tree.
Right, right. That's my neighbor down the street, yeah. John Parasite. That's gonna be, he'll be just fine.
He's lost 40 pounds in 1 week.
That's right.
He has? With a question mark?
It's all about tone.
You have? You still look fat. Anyhow.
Or so.
And then I explain that I carry it from the top of my head to the tip of my toe. We'll come back with the homepage, and then right after that, we have to discuss Oscar's horrific anniversary dinner. We'll be right back.
There's lots to celebrate with the latest bonus show. Here's a sampling of all the merrymaking.
Let's go back in time.
By the way, happy anniversary to my wife, 5 years.
The traditional anniversary gift is wood.
Mm.
Hey now.
Oh, hey now.
Old fresh face.
Old fresh face for 26 years.
I live here for 30 years. I know English.
I'm not a fan of the waffle fries, and I limit myself to one milkshake a month.
I woke up this morning with a bloody nose.
I don't like my chicken sandwiches to be sloppy.
A lot of times when you call those call centers in Egypt, it turns out to be a pyramid scheme.
Nothing says I love you quite like a bonus show subscription. Treat a loved one or yourself to a year full of the funny. Get a subscription now at MikeOmaraShow.com.
How do they give you so much food for $6?
Hey, Catherine's watching us on TikTok, guys. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Catherine, you should call in. You should call in. Absolutely.
Isn't that warm the heart?
Yes, I love that. I love that. This portion of our program is brought to you by Stamps.com. It's closer than you think.
Yes.
And if you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the holiday season. If you haven't started preparing for the chaos of holiday shipping, you're already behind. Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. You get access to USPS and UPS services right from your computer, and you can protect your margins with major discounts on USPS and UPS rates, up to 86% off. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. And with Stamps.com switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates, so you know you're getting the best deal every time. Plus, if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all the major shopping carts and marketplaces. Here's what I want you to do. Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter our code. You know it. You love it. That is TMOS. And thank you to Stamps.com.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage as I adjust my levels, which I should have done before the show. Nobody's going to be laying the smackdown on Washington anytime soon, because The Rock has decided not to run for president.
Oh, no.
At least not anytime soon, because he's too busy being a dad. He's too busy being a dad to his two youngest daughters, 6-year-old Jasmine and 4-year-old Tiana. In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, he said, quote, "I love our country and everyone in it, and I also love being a daddy." He added, quote, "I know what it is like to be on the road and be so busy. I was absent for a lot of years for my first daughters growing up at this critical age, at this critical time in her life, and that's what the presidency will do. It'll take me away. So my number one priority is my daughters." The Rock's first daughter, Simone, is 21 now. So, you know, there he is. There's The Rock. Well, been talking about it for a long time.
Four years, 2028? Maybe that's, who knows?
Yeah.
Now, he'd still be a young man, right? Yeah. He'd still be a relatively young man.
That means, Mike, we're still free to campaign for Tugboat.
Tugboat. Ooh, I think Tugboat
is passed. Yeah, yeah. Ouch.
Someone look up and tell me if Tugboat is deceased?
He was great.
Speaking of not deceased, thank God he's still around. William Shatner. He's talking about returning from his Blue Origin space flight last year. And we remember the video when he was in tears.
Yeah.
But apparently they were not happy tears. This is weird. This is Shatner all the way. In his new book.
Tugboat's alive?
65.
Tugboat's alive at 65.
And he's 65. Oh, yeah. I thought he'd be older.
He's drawing Social Security
he's
now.
He's in Norfolk.
Is he?
Yeah.
He could be mayor down there.
In his new book, Shatner reveals that the trip to space left him with overwhelming sadness. He says, quote, "It was among the strongest feelings of grief I ever had encountered. The contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth filled me with overwhelming sadness. I can't understand what happened."
He loves to sell books, doesn't he?
"Every day we are confronted with the knowledge of further destruction of Earth at our hands, the extinction of animal species, of flora and fauna. Things that took 5 billion years to evolve, and suddenly we will never see them again because of the interference of mankind." It sounds like a Star Trek episode.
It does. It really does.
"It filled me with dread. My trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral." But he does end on a hopeful note, saying, quote, "In this insignificance we share, we have one gift that other species perhaps do not. We are aware."
Ooh.
He's really working it, isn't he?
A bit of a wackadoo.
Well, no. Not only no, he knows exactly what he's doing.
"We are aware not only of our insignificance, but the grandeur around us that makes us insignificant. That allows us perhaps to chance to rededicate ourselves to planet Earth, to each other, to life, to love, to all around." All right, whatever. He's just going
I feel
on.
Like... the, like
that's Shatner.
I feel like where he's going to be like, okay, at the end of this like long preamble, he's going to drop... If you use the code Shatner on Priceline.com,
yeah, exactly,
you'll get like 20% off your next Blue Origin ride.
And don't forget, well, Mike, the last time, when many years ago when he was on the show, we got him on the phone. He says, "I hope you don't mind, but I'm having a salad."
A shallot.
Having a salad.
A shallot.
Having a shallot.
Yes, I'm having my salad.
My mom texted, by the way. She said, "Thank you." And she said, "Can you ask Senor Mike if he knows as Senor Wolf?"
Wolf Blitzer?
Wolf Blitzer? I was thinking Warner Wolf for some reason.
Got to work on that impression next.
Sorry.
Kanye had a busy weekend, boys.
Yes.
A bit of an understatement, but let's just say he begins the week with a brand new enemy. The entire Jewish race.
Hey.
This.
Kanye got his Instagram account restricted after he posted a screenshot of a text exchange he had with Diddy, who had asked him to, quote, "stop playing these internet games." Kanye's response to that was, quote, "This ain't a game. I'm going to use you as an example to show the Jewish people that told you to call me that no one can threaten or influence me."
Wow.
Then Kanye returned to Twitter for the first time in almost 2 years. He posted an old picture of himself with Mark Zuckerberg and said, quote, "How you going to kick me off Instagram? You used to be my N-word." Elon Musk quickly greeted him by saying, "Welcome back to Twitter, my friend." Elon Musk is weird. Elon Musk needs the attention.
He does.
That a man with that much money shouldn't give a rat's ass about.
He just purchased the platform.
Wow. Just weird.
I wonder if that makes William Shatner sad.
I've fallen off the Elon Musk train.
Oh, I have too. Big time. Yeah. Well, first of all, you make a car out of paper mache. That'll get me every time. Anyway, it didn't take long for Kanye to ruin the reunion with Musk. On Saturday night, he tweeted, "I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going to DEFCON, DEATH, DEFCON 3. I think he was referring to DEFCON. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
You know, like I'm going to DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also." Kanye.
Really?
Jeez. I mean, adjust the meds, you know?
There's a law, right? And it's exhausting to not ad nauseum because all on my feed is filled with people that are breaking down what Kanye did this weekend and how he's... You know, there's always times where you can destroy your career and you're like, okay, it's over. I feel like this is where he's crossed the bridge he can't come back from.
I don't know. I mean, you know, this guy's... I thought when you walk up on an award show and snatch the award out of a woman's hands, that might be it, but it never... Kanye's account is still up on Twitter. It removed the tweet, locked him out. His account's still up, and so is a picture he posted of a black hat with 2024 on it. Oh God, F that. I'm not even going to justify that. Oh, another presidential run.
Yeah. Well, now really, with the rock out of the way.
Wow. Busy. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless it happens at the In-N-Out drive-thru. A man decided to ditch his car Tuesday night and take his camel to the drive-thru instead.
I like this.
This is a handler. I guess, you know, it's Vegas. They have shows with maybe a camel.
Knights of Arabia.
He said the camel is a rescue from Colorado that now lives in a sanctuary in the Las Vegas area.
Mike, this is valuable advice. If you have to get a camel, don't get a young camel. Rescue a camel.
A rescue camel.
Yeah.
Is it low, no. That music. That Anyway, yes.
You know what happens when the camel's nose gets under the tent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pony is here. Mm-hmm.
And no word on the camel's toe. Sorry. Anyway, he said, dirty old man, Mike O'Meara is a dirty old man. Anyway, the handler said the camel likes French fries. As you can imagine, they drew a large crowd with many stopping by to take photos.
Sure. I did a listener meetup at that In-N-Out.
Did you?
I've done two of them.
I am now at the get-go stages of having my kid in sports. And we've had a couple of just magnificent experiences with other parents. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it doesn't always go that well.
Right.
And, you know, these parents that live vicariously through their kids can get a little wrapped up. I totally get it. I understand where it comes from, but... this is when it's ridiculous. There's a well-known Catholic high school football coach in Massachusetts. He suddenly left his post after abusive and vulgar parents on the sideline became too much for him to take. His name is Con Chase. He's the former head coach of Cardinal Spelman High School. The good Catholics of Massachusetts.
Mm, Cardinal.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there we are, coaching the kids.
What are you doing?
What the F is that there? Yeah.
Don't you teach at Spelman?
Here's his quote. The joy of coaching kind of gets ripped away from you. He said it's just nonstop, whether it's the plays stink, I don't have the team ready. They're just yelling at us, just general vulgar behavior. Last year, we had a guy follow our assistant coaches out of the booth. Chase, who coached Spelman for the last 2 years, called it quits following the team's Thursday night 34-3 loss because of the foul-mouthed parents. The game ended, and I was talking, addressing our team, and 20, 30 yards away behind a fence is a group of parents yelling at us and trying to embarrass us. It's just like personal attacks, threatening postures. They just think that you're a figure, that they can yell at you instead of the fact that you're a human being. At times, the Spelman faithful took it so far that Chase said he needed people to escort him out from the games or use a back exit. That is out of line. Wow. That is taking it way, way, way too far for little Johnny.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Johnny, you know?
Yeah.
Go back and play with your Thunder buddies, all right? Knock it off, Massachusetts.
Thunder.
And by the way, Texas, it's bad, too. It's all these players. Yeah. The parents can be a little wrapped up, you know?
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, it's just so chill. I mean, at least it is down here. But they're into it. They're super into it. I mean, baseball and all that stuff. But don't do that to the poor guy, all right? Yeah. That's my message to you. And now a little something-something. A New York City man faces federal charges after he allegedly smuggled 3 Burmese pythons into the United States by hiding them
in his pants.
In his pants!
Calvin Bautista of Richmond Hill, Queens, was arraigned Thursday on an indictment charging him with smuggling in upstate New York. Federal prosecutors claim Bautista smuggled the snakes in his pants as he rode on a bus that crossed the U.S.-Canadian border. Mm. Bautista faces up to 20 years in prison, a fine of up to $250,000, and up to 3 years of supervised release. And that's what he's looking at. The silver lining, Bautista got 3 women's phone numbers while he was on the bus.
Bada-bing! Bada-bing! Sexist joke! Sexist joke! Sexist joke! Joke!
Anyway, sorry. I'm here all week.
In his pants!
Yeah. The sexist ones, by the way, they write themselves and they just, you know, it's not even a process. I read the story and there it is! We'll be right back with a bad anniversary.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the creature?
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
Right. So I'm a monster.
We're not monsters.
That's scary stuff.
You're the monster.
You hot monster.
He's a monster.
Oh my God, is this you calling me a monster?
If you don't have a Mike O'Mara Show bonus subscription, you're a monster. Your blood will run cold with the fear of missing out on the frighteningly funniest hour of TMOS every week. Uncut, uncensored, undead.
It's alive!
Save yourself by ordering a TMOS bonus subscription by clicking the bloody banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. The power of Christ compels you.
You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Getting back into your normal routine feels great, but managing meal prep on top of all the chores that cool weather brings, raking the leaves, calling the SWAT team for your neighbor,
yes.
All the things that you do. I'm sorry. No, it's, lots of stuff going on. Skip all the mealtime stress with Freshly. Do that. Freshly's got lunch and dinner covered with fresh-made meals delivered right to your door. And now for a limited time, you can unlock exclusive end-of-summer savings and get $125 across your first five orders. They're designed by nutritionists, prepared by chefs, and they fit your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen, and always taste dynamite in 3 minutes flat.
Three.
Oscar's digging on the cauliflower shells with beef bolognese because he's being healthy.
Need to be healthy.
Gotta do it.
Healthy.
Having one less thing on your plate never tasted so good. Take advantage of Freshly's end of summer sale and score a special deal. $125 off your first five orders at Freshly.com/TMOS when you order today. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. Freshly.com/TMOS for $125 off your first five orders. Oscar, sometime this week we'll get an update on the House of Blues situation, but we want to thank everybody that that pre-ordered their tickets.
Pre-sale
was really, really
our
very
bonus
nice.
Show subscriber pre-sale, an overwhelming success, continues to be. Still tickets available before we go to the general public GP.
On November 1st.
November 1st. For those of you that are worried or didn't find the email in your spam, feel free to message me directly. I will give you the link. That's what I did all weekend.
Yes,
and
I did it a few times.
We'll make
myself,
sure to work things out.
Saturday, April 15th, House of Blues. That's where we're going to be. Tickets available to all you November 1st.
Yes.
This spring, we're all going to be there at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. Cannot wait to see all of our good friends. And man, it's been too long. 3 years practically, almost three years.
You know who's out of her mind about it is Carrie. She cannot wait to get down there.
Did she get
tickets? Tell her I'm sorry. By the way, since
you
brought
that
up before,
I did not. I said, "Old Fresh Face, November 1st.
Yeah.
Old Fresh Face. I had an email exchange with Old Fresh Face this week.
You did?
Yeah, she was drinking. Yeah. No, not really. She's sober as a judge.
She reached out to me.
That's
and sent me a PM.
Cease and desist.
I responded to it. What's that?
Slipped into your DM.
She DM'd.
Yeah.
Well, it's always nice to hear from Old Fresh Face, and I was really, really thrilled that
it's better when she types a message, because when she talks to you, it sounds like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Let me see here. she says,
"Can't wait for New Orleans."
Friday night, 10 o'clock. Rob, yes, she's had a cocktail.
Yes.
She writes, "The live show might be getting close to selling out. I just bought two tickets for a cousin coming in from Denver, and my cousin Mike bought two and is coming from Austin. Only general admission were left. Can't wait to go. We found an Airbnb already."
They absolutely have.
Are you staying there?
Yes. Okay. I was invited.
I wrote, "Wow, I didn't think that would happen with just the pre-sale. Yay for all of us."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Act surprised." That's funny. And then she, the last message she met, "Wouldn't it be fun to have us all stay at a B&B?" And I didn't respond.
She floated that by me too. I said, "Wouldn't be fun at all. Not for anybody."
I didn't. Yeah, it's a work trip for us. Yeah, so, that's it. All right.
There was a caption on the real world
New Orleans 2020.
There was a caption on the Airbnb that said, "Clean, convenient to everything, but if you don't like homeless people or graffiti, this might not be the place for you." I said, "I can deal with both of them."
He's not kidding. That's a segment. Remember this. We're talking about it tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Rob. Your parsimonious nature will be your undoing.
Well,
it is scary. I do not want you. Jesus Christ. Have you booked it already? Is it all locked up?
Carrie is taking care of it. Yeah. Is refundable.
Carrie is
still.
Taking care of it.
This is what she loves to do.
He's mommied. Oh, he likes to be mommied.
I don't like to be mommied. I just like to stay out of her flipping way.
God, man. The Master Bassett. That's your DJ name.
I had a similar conversation, a similar level of frustration. Like last week, we were discussing how it's like the 20 year anniversary of the shootings, right?
The DC sniper.
The DC sniper.
Yeah.
And we were all talking about our experiences.
Right.
And I went into detail about working at WHFS and how we had to blow up this big balloon and pump gas for our listeners with helmets on. And I'm in the big studio, the big television studio here, and I'm talking to Matt. And Matt, we're talking about Home Depot, just a throwaway about Home Depot.
Yeah.
He goes, "I used to work there. I've seen a thing or two." I'm like, "You worked at Home Depot?" Like, I just didn't process this in Matt Bloom's world.
Yeah, that's the Home Depot right in Falls Church. It's near my dad's place. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know he Fairfax was Home Circle. Depot.
It's where the lady got shot in the parking lot.
Fairfax Circle, yeah. And he said,
horrible.
He goes, I was
right after 9/11, too. Like, 9/11 wasn't bad enough.
And
you know?
he says, yeah, during your segment, when you guys were talking about the DC Sniper 20-year anniversary, I thought back to when I was working at Home Depot where someone was murdered.
You were at the Home Depot?
I was a parking lot attendant at that time. I was in high school.
You were a parking lot attendant?
Yeah.
A parking lot where a woman was shot?
Yeah, and they were saying, like, look out for white panel vans. I was like, oh my God, that's everything that goes to Home Depot. Like,
and
everything is a white van.
But when is a parking lot attendant at Home Depot, is that just because of the sniper action, or was that a standard position?
No, it's the cart guy, right?
Yeah, that was a high school job. I was cart guy.
Then say you're a cart attendant, not a parking lot.
That's what they called it. They called it a lot
attendant.
Were you working when the shooting occurred?
I was working, this was at Fairfax Circle, so this was a different Home Depot.
In Northern Virginia.
He just said you worked at the one where the shooting was.
He said I worked at Paul's Church.
Rob got that wrong. What I'm saying is this, is that if you were in high school, and I thought it was bad to go out and as an intern to pump gas.
Right.
If your job was to run, you're the cart jockey at a Home Depot in the middle of this, like.
Of the shootings.
Yeah. You would be, that's a job. If you came me as a son and said, "I quit my job."
Yeah, I'd say,
I
okay.
I would not blame you.
Oh, no, they promoted me. They brought me into hardware that day. They were like, "We don't want you out there. You're going to get killed." And then they were like, "Wow, you're good at hardware."
That's a massive promotion, though, if you went to hardware right away. That's where all the questions get asked.
Normally, at least 20, you got to be with the company at least 5 years before you know how to duck customers good enough to work hardware.
All right, let's talk about the anniversary. Happy anniversary. Your fifth year, 5 years together, Oscar and Shannon. And you mentioned that you were going to do a little something over the weekend with your bride. I was excited about that.
There are seasons for love, right? And there are seasons for just, I guess, we'll do what we need to do. No, you don't know that? Okay.
Sorry, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
A time
about.
To love, a time to hate.
I don't think we're in hate.
A time for everything.
I think we're in a season.
Turn.
I think we're in a season of just kind of like, oh, we just have to do this.
Then, of course, there are the seasons of a man's life.
That's true. And also, Mike, there's the seasons of the sun.
Yes. And there's good seasonings that you can put on your shallot to bring it full service.
And Mike,
full circle, not full service.
And also, of course, there's the Four Seasons. My Mercedes. Yes.
My Mercedes. And, of course, the singing group.
Oh, Frankie Valli and.
And the Four Seasons.
Yes.
The Four Seasons. So did you go out?
No. My wife, on the way home, says we have to take the dog to the dog park. And where is she? Okay, I can talk about this freely.
Don't use any horrible language.
So I've been attempting to lose some weight. by walking into work and walking home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked. I think I'm down to 203 last I checked, which I was at 212 at my heaviest. Mm-hmm. And without really working out the way I used to work out.
Right.
Just passive.
But I'm not going to the box.
But I stopped.
I'm trying to remember how old I was when I was 206.
It was a difficult delivery.
Mm. Yeah. So we go. She goes, I want to figure out what this dog park's all about. Like, you're always going. And I've talked to Rob off air, and I've talked to.
It's the topless female dog park.
And I don't remember any of the people there. I just remember the dog names. When we get there, every person that was there, every girl it was all women for the most part, except for two other guys, and they were all like hyper attractive. Like I've never seen any of these women at this park before.
Denim that appeared to be painted on.
Or yoga pants that appeared to be painted on.
Mm-hmm.
And yoga is one step beyond denim, Mike.
So we're sitting there and she says, the dog's running around. She goes, do you know any of these dogs? And I'm like, no, actually, I've never seen like all the regulars that I usually see during the week and not a Friday evening.
Yeah, you don't see Sparky.
I don't see Chip.
Biff.
Chip or Lula. And she goes, are you sure? And like, I don't know. She goes, I feel like there's a lot of single attractive women here, and this is why you've been coming to the dog park.
Wow.
And
Shannon said that to me. And I said, Shannon, I mean, no one's coming up to me and saying, oh, hi, Oscar. Like, nobody knows me. Like, the people usually would say, oh, hi, I give you a wave.
Right.
Right? I was like, no one, like, I'm not. No one has done that in the last 10 minutes. And she goes, because everybody that was there, they were like either dressed up to go out around 6-ish, 6 p.m., or they were dressed up like coming back from the gym, like crop tops. And I was just like, this is not usually how this looks.
So is all and mostly women?
Yes. Very attractive.
And it bugged Shannon.
And I was like, do you not want me to go to the dog park now? I've never seen the like, jealous side of you. This is so weird. And she says, no. She goes, now I understand why you're taking Santos to the dog park so much.
Oh, this is anniversary night.
Yes.
And this is starting.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, as this discussion was beginning, was this going to be, were your plans pretty well locked?
Yeah.
That you were going to go out?
But first, Mike, they had to go.
You had said Martin's Tavern.
Yeah, 7:45.
They had to go to the dog park.
The dog park.
What is this? Hi, Oscar. Remember how you said don't talk to you if you brought your wife? Okay.
Wow. So did it escalate?
When things are crazy, I just ignore them. Like, I'm like, I'm not having this conversation.
Did you throw your hands up?
No, I don't make a big deal. I'm like, this is nuts. Like, I think buying into it makes it worse. Anybody's ever been into this.
I'm just thinking like you're in the city, the young, youthful city with people running around. Yeah. You know, it's like, we'll drive her out to the Manassas dog park, you know, and just see what we call the land of the troll.
Actually, Mike, you know, that's why they call it a dog park.
Yeah, exactly. Has nothing to do with the canine.
Not at all.
So we were there for 30.
Meanwhile, back in the city.
45 minutes. I'm like, hey, like, it's getting late and we have reservations. She goes, I don't feel like going anymore.
Oh.
Because now, how legit? You know, you've been there before. This is your thing, taking Santos to the dog park.
I'd rather not, personally, because
it's a hassle.
It's a hassle.
Yeah, of course. It is. I hate dog parks.
It's lots of poo.
They're stinky. I don't like them walking around. They're
dirty. You got to give them a shower as soon as I get home.
Because, nastiness. Yeah. You know, they roll on their back and other dogs urine. It's just not a good thing. So, I mean, how many times total? If you're going to add it up, how many times total in the last 6 months have you been to the dog park?
How many weeks are in a 6 month period?
It'd be 24, 25.
Okay, 25 times 5.
125
times.
No. So was she, then she is convinced at this point that's the only reason you go to the dog park all the time.
Fairness, never been on a Friday. It's usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, no walk.
Because you know what Friday is, Mike. It's Hot Girl Friday at the dog park.
Hot Girl Friday at the dog park.
I wish I would have known that, because then I would have gone more Fridays.
So she indicates to you that she doesn't want to go to dinner because of the experience at the dog park.
She wants it because of the dog park?
How did you react when she accused you of going to the dog park because there are hot women there?
I said,
Were you nurturing and loving, or were you, oh my God, please?
I said, I could see how you could see this and think, hey, this makes sense.
Okay, you're being nurturing. Yeah.
But like none of these people, like you see, like even there was someone that looked like a fitness model.
Rob and I will do a playlist for you right now. All right. So that's nurturing and that's pretty good. Yeah. I will do the way not to react.
Okay.
And Rob, you will be Shannon saying, and just tell me you're concerned about the hot women, and I'll show you how not to do it. All right.
I get a feeling the reason you've been going to the dog park every day is because there's so many good looking women here.
What? What? Are you high? Do you adjust the meds? Are you kidding me? That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my life. God!
And
silly
scene.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wonderfully done.
Great setup. Even though you had less lines, you still killed it.
I think your version...
Mike, there are no small parts.
Screams guilty. Your version screams guilty.
Exactly. Yeah, so...
Did you try to resolve it? Professional fitness model walked up, and then I heard Shannon go, because her dog was playing with Santos.
Shannon's gorgeous.
And I went out of my way and I was like, oh, like what's he or her, like the dog. You can't tell sometimes with the dogs.
Yeah. You got to go down and look under the undercarriage.
And she says, the lady that was there, or the woman, she says,
give it a little, how's your father? You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me. Would you like to tickle my dog's balls?
I thought the saving grace would be when this young lady walked up and she says, when I say, oh, like, what's your dog's name? And she goes, so-and-so. She goes, I've never seen you and your dog here before. You guys and your dog here before.
So what is your dog's name? And then she says, you, what's your dog's name? My dog's name is John. I'm so sorry.
Good night.
I wish this was a bonus show, everybody.
You win. There's nothing I can do.
So you didn't go out to dinner?
No, it ruined the evening.
Oh, no.
Ruined.
So you owe her one. You got to surprise her, and you got to take her out.
I tried. On Saturday, I called, and I was like, hey, like, it's not working out tonight. Do you mind if we come back tomorrow night? And this malaise lasted through the weekend.
Oh,
even at your mom's?
No, I think that like visiting my mom changed the entire paradigm where she was like, oh, like this guy is actually a good guy. Like I went to the store, I get balloons for her. My mom.
She's sensitive. Women are.
Yeah.
I think she's, it just was.
Broads.
It was wild.
I don't know whether I heard it or I read it on Facebook over the weekend, but the one thing you're never supposed to say to a woman. Have you heard it? Have you read it?
No, this is what
is it? I do.
No, Merck.
No,
Are
you eating again?
Oh.
Are you eating again?
No,
you're
I thought
supposed to say that.
I thought like Merck.
No, still
Mercury is in Gatorade or something. Whatever.
Retrograde. These, Mercury in Gatorade. Is in Gatorade.
In Gatorade. That's it. That's it. He wins. We're done with the segment now. We'll come
that
back.
That was Mike. That was more than a segment. That was six mini segments, all with wonderful payoffs.
God,
Mercury's in Gatorade.
We'll talk about something. We're coming back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, Gatorade.
And now some sentimental thoughts
see,
from
this
the
is
mind
good
of Oscar Santana.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's gonna get harder and it's gonna get worse.
Keeping it real, real dumb.
When it gets harder,
turn that
you
up
get
a little bit.
Going.
Mainstream
stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's going to get harder.
Stupid is a stupid noise.
It was a dummy.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, rest assured, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now.
I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering fun for all ages, and they're here to help you give awesome with their... Hold on a second. Let me just read this again. I was just rushing through that.
No worries.
KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering fun for all ages, and they're here to help you give awesome.
That's their motto now.
Give awesome.
Give awesome.
How to give awesome.
Yes.
Sorry. Should have gone to rehearsal. With the KiwiCo subscription, you're giving so much more than a toy. You're giving a season of discovery and experiences delivered to their door. Each box is kid approved by a crew of kid testers to ensure they're age appropriate and seriously fun. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity by giving them the tools to learn new skills and make new connections to the world around them. Each box features new projects every month, like discovering the science of magic, engineering a domino machine, the amazing coin-eating robot, and more. You won't believe what they can accomplish with KiwiCo. And the best part? Watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. Michael loves KiwiCo. I love watching him discover new things. Give awesome this holiday season with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line free at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's your first month free at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Give awesome! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Pow.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. So Robert III is... living in a condemned building now.
No, he's not living in it anymore because it is condemned and they made him leave.
Oh, so he's got a new living situation.
Yeah,
well, this is a chance for you to reset him and put him put him in a proper dorm.
He came home. Well, no, he's crashing at his girlfriend's place because they think they can get it fixed
up. I called it.
You did. I said
he's going to become the fourth roommate.
Yeah.
And then her roommates are going to hate her.
Is she in a
she's in an
off-campus housing thing, too?
It's essentially off-campus, but it's right there. It's an apartment, yeah.
Do her mother and father know that he's crashing there?
I believe they do.
Probably not.
Yeah, really?
There's no chance Rob has any insight that.
Yeah, no way. He's lying. No. You don't know that.
I don't know. No. But
See, you lied.
No.
You lied like water.
But it was nice to see the boy this weekend.
You know what I would
weekend?
Do?
What?
What year? He's a sophomore, right?
Yes.
So my daughter's in a sophomore year, and I found out that a dude is crashing in her place.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get Al Pacino knocking on the door, I'll take a flamethrower out of this place.
I hope not.
How long is that arrangement going to last?
Well, he's also got fraternity brothers that will put him up if he needs to sort of go around and, figure it out.
But why do that?
Exactly. Am I right?
When you can live off the system.
Yeah, all right.
I told him
I was going to ask you a question, but I'm not going to ask.
Well, ask it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask it.
Did you? Well, how do you feel about this as a sophomore that he's
shacking up? As I told him, I said you should have immediately gotten on a waiting list to get into a dorm, even for a temporary basis, because you really can't be sponging off people like this. He says I got a lot of things arranged. They're going to get the house fixed up, and it's going to be okay. I said then it's on you. It's on you because I offered you what I thought was the wisest play, and this is what you've got to handle. So,
are you a little frustrated?
Very frustrated. Extraordinarily frustrated. Yeah. I mean, but, he's up there and he's...
Does he know where babies come from?
Yes.
Okay.
He does.
You're killing me.
And so he does know that. But I got to see him this weekend, I believe.
Is this an apartment full of girls?
It's three other girls. Yeah, I believe.
Come and knock on our door. Someone's waiting for you. Wow.
But I think that he is. I went over some grade stuff with him. He's definitely got that stuff in place, which is great. He is.
You mean like his grades?
Yeah, believe it or not, he is taller. I had to, for the first time in my life, I had to reach up to hug him.
Aww.
I think he is over 6'5 now, which is crazy.
Good Lord. Yeah. How about a walk-on for WVU's basketball team?
He's
getting into that area where that's, I mean, really, they could they could mold him into a player, right?
Yeah, yeah, they probably could. And then there'd be scholarship money and probably a place to live.
Do you think that he, has he ever...
He played basketball, but
has he ever thought with the height? I mean, to, you know.
I think like his dad, but in a different way, he's not a very good runner. And that was actually explained to us by, I've told this story before, is that when he was in chemotherapy, we were concerned about the way he would run because we could watch him when he, you know, was playing at the playground and stuff. And we went to the doctor, and his name was Dr. Greenberg. It was a great, great doctor. He was on our show. I think
you had him on the show, yeah.
I said, Dr. Greenberg, I'm concerned. I don't know if it's the medicine that he's on. Can you diagnose whether or not he's having some sort of problem with bones, or how is he? And he said, of course, and we'll make it fun. So we went to the doctor's office, and there's long hospital hallway, in a doctor's office hallway, right? He says, okay, Robert, I want you to run down there to that fire extinguisher, touch it, and run back. And he did it. And he said, okay. And he had a smile on his face. He said, do it one more time. And he did it. And Dr. Greenberg turned to me. He says, there's nothing wrong with him except the fact that he's a lousy runner.
And you were too.
And I was. And I found
Didn't
out.
Didn't your mother and father used to like to amuse themselves shoes. Having a cocktail by watching you run?
It was never a cocktail, Mike. But the thing is that our house was adjacent to where I went to kindergarten through second grade. Yeah. And they'd watch me on the playground at school and they'd laugh at me.
Oh, God. Because you're running.
Because of my running. Yeah.
There goes little Robbie.
So
6'5". Wow, Rob. That's amazing.
It was so weird to hug him and have to, like, really reach up. But he looks great. He seems to be happy. The gal pal is great. They had tickets to see the Commanders lose, which was, they had a blast out there, which was nice. They had good weather and an amazing amount of Titans fans at FedEx Field.
Yeah, welcome to a ruined franchise.
That's what it is.
What is the scuttlebutt up there, guys, with Washington, D.C.?
We're doing our best to support our team.
Yeah.
Really? Or is no one giving a rat's ass anymore?
The countdown to the league or the owners of the
Something's
league.
Something's got to happen.
Pushing Dan Snyder out.
It's really ugly.
It's all you hear about. It's like, when is he going to go?
Yeah.
Do you think that the name itself was so mishandled that has caused damage as well?
Everything has
a
been...
A winning product changes everything, Mike.
That's true. Has chipped away at the franchise. The name Commanders is fine, but the way they handled the naming of the team was a big chunk of credibility.
I think the name sucks.
It's fine.
Yeah,
but it's so bland.
I was at Giants this weekend. I saw Commanders jersey like I would see the old team's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a fan coming out with like a six-pack, right?
Right.
I was like, winning product changes everything.
I think you're right. Because that's why you have these created franchise, like the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
That's the way it happens.
I don't know if you watched the game. There were two great highlights on the CBS coverage. One was when they did, they do like a sponsorship billboard and they show a crowd shot. And there was a kid up to his second knuckle picking his nose. That was
Commander's kid.
It was fantastic. Yeah. And the other thing is just count the times that the play-by-play guy called them the Redskins.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Left and right. Yeah.
Oh, they don't have the A squad on that broadcast.
They don't at all.
No, they don't. They're terrible. No. I will tell you though, when you're rooting for an underdog and that experience
Saquon Barkley.
Just so much fun.
When you vote for an underdog, there's the lovable loser type of underdog, and then there's the dastardly franchise type of underdog that you don't care one way or another. There's nothing lovable about this team right now. Not a damn thing.
And the passion is certainly not what it was.
No.
Do you think a reboot with the owner will be something that recharge the team's energy?
That'll buy them half a season, and then they'll have to start winning again, or people will get frustrated again. But they need something. But I think that the team ownership changing is really the only fix right
now. What's the timeline, speaking, just quickly back to your son?
Yeah.
What is the ETA for the condemned house to be cleared?
We should know something this week. Okay. Because
when you say cleared, you mean they'll be allowed to move back into it?
Yeah, allegedly. Exactly. Yeah, because there was some structural stuff going on. And the whole thing about... The whole
what
thing
do you mean
so
there was some structural stuff going on?
I got vague answers from everybody, and there's nothing to be known. There's nothing to be known. You can ask the questions as many times as you want. As a matter of fact, I inquired, remember the last time it was condemned 2 months ago? Why didn't they find the structural stuff then? I don't know. I said, well, is it anything you guys did? No. I said, well, what exactly is wrong? I don't know, but they're going to find out this
week.
Why
do you let him get away with that? I mean, somebody's
got
to know.
Because
they're all fraternity boys that don't give a rat's ass about anything other than chasing tail and getting drunk. Well, that's what they like to do.
I'm glad you've got it all figured out, because we also got a letter from the sublet company and the real estate firm that handles the handling of that. They didn't have any answers either. So we're waiting to hear.
You know how you answer? By taking your dollars away from their home. And moving elsewhere.
But he wants to remain there once it's repaired.
Yeah, you're
that's
the parent,
the deal.
Though. Isn't that the case? Like, you can say, hey, son, listen, I love you. I want you to be in a structurally sound home.
I do want that. But he is extraordinarily strong-willed. And, I mean, you can only tell him the right thing to do a million times if he doesn't do it.
That's true.
And he's keeping his grades up. He showed me actually down to the percentage
still
point.
Still a freshman.
Yeah. Technically. So, well, statistically, yes, still a freshman.
Yes.
But doing as good as I would ever have hoped he could do. So
I give him credit for that. You got to turn that around. That's not easy.
We got to keep our fingers crossed for him, and hopefully he gets on well with the other roommates.
Is he on the top floor when he's in the home or on the bottom floor?
He's up.
Okay,
he's up.
At least he won't fall down.
Is he on the top or the bottom?
He's a Mike. He's a power terrible. Bottom.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
What does that even mean?
That's right. I'm glad you got it all. I'll say what you say to me all the time. I'm glad you got it all figured out, Rob.
I said it to you once, Mike. Do you think I'm not frustrated with that?
You know what? F you. Anyway, that's it. Let's move on, shall we? I'm glad you got it all figured out, Mike.
We'll take a little break. He's doing the best he can.
You'll look back. Sure, yeah. We'll be right back.
Power 95, Twitch patrol lines are open. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is this Jim Amato?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Rick Scofield?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
No.
Are you Linda Herr?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to get tickets to the Mike O'Mara Live Show in New Orleans on April 15th at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale to the general public on November 1st.
Because of you, I'll be in New Orleans.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me see if I can get through this beautifully written copy. U.S. mortgage rates have jumped to a 16-year high, spurring the worst slump in mortgage loan applications since the depths of the pandemic. But what does this mean to you? Well, according to my buddy Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, there is a silver lining if you are one of the many who are looking to pursue the American dream of home ownership. With higher rates, there are less buyers, and with less buyers, inventory has opened back up and prices have stabilized. Residential lending has changed a lot this year, and whether you're a first-time buyer trying to decide whether to rent versus buy or relocating to a bigger home, call the team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Did you know homeowners are 90 times more likely to become millionaires than renters? Don't let these higher rates stand in the way of you achieving the American dream. Whether a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Sound town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound town.
Are you familiar with the club?
What are you chuckling at?
I think it's so funny that we all love each other so much and that we get mad at each other about the dumbest
things.
Well,
you're wondering, and then he says I insulted his son, yeah. Which I didn't. No, he was the one. You were insulting your son by going, oh, no. I take it you were using your son's voice. Is that what you were speaking in when I was doing that? I was just doing, how would you not know if a building was structurally unsound, you might want to, and I was just curious and I was frustrated. Well, but weren't you doing your son's voice?
But also, he's got a little more on his mind than chasing tail and getting drunk. That's what I was saying.
I was saying the general pursuit of that when you're a frat boy.
Yeah, well, he's not necessarily a frat boy in my eyes, but maybe I misspoke, and for that, I'm sorry.
Is he in a fraternity?
He is. He is.
Does he occasionally get loaded?
I've seen it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and is he sleeping with his girlfriend in another apartment now in his sophomore year of college?
He is.
This is all frat boy playbook material.
All right. Well, then I apologize for what I said.
You don't have to apologize, but I mean, I wasn't trying to insult him. I mean, I have girls and kids that do that.
I
just like your overall improvement on the show to improve. That's all.
I'm frustrated with him, and it perhaps
I didn't mean
over.
Your overall improvement. I mean your overall performance.
Yeah, I think
you've gotten much
page.
Better. I think he's getting better page. Since you almost died.
I think we're all the same page.
Almost died. Yes.
We want the best for Robert. The frustration that you live and that we project on you is probably not healthy. For us to do that, but we have just legitimate questions, and there are probably other people that you have as well.
Well, I have a lot of questions myself.
Yeah,
I do, it's frustrating. It is, and you know, you can only boss him around so much because he's there, and I'm here, and so it's tough to figure out exactly what's going on.
I see. I didn't even think about any of that. I was thinking more, and I was joking with the thing. I mean, this day and age, I don't care what you do with that. I'm worried about going into a building and somebody sneezes. You know, that's literally what I was thinking about.
Upstairs or
because
I don't
know, that
the
would
place
be
looks
horrible.
The place looks great.
It does, doesn't it? No, that building is. So this is the second go around for it.
Yeah, but the first condom. What am I saying? The first time it was condemned.
Maybe you're thinking about the apartment.
I'm hoping about that.
All right.
The first time it was condemned, it was more. Stuff that is on the outward, like abandoned grass that needed to be cut, stuff like that, maintenance on the outside, more, I guess, you know, physical surface stuff. Yeah,
And it was brick, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken, it was brick.
Yeah.
Mike, these houses have great bones.
Yeah, I mean, it's been through a lot. I mean, do you know how many couches have been burned in that house and it still stands?
It has great bones. Why do you condemn a place? That's interesting.
That is, it's weird.
Well, it's usually
foundation
or building code or electrical. There's so many. I know this because we would have the fire marshal come into the homes that we lived in.
Fire Marshal Bill.
And the previous tenant for our house when we lived in WVU, they had made an additional.
Are we like ridiculously late?
This quick. They had made an additional apartment in the basement.
Right.
That was not. Are we done?
Well, no, I'm just playing it because we don't have time for Soundtown today.
And, we'll have some stuff tomorrow.
And it was not zoned.
Right.
Right? It was not as it was an unzoned apartment in the basement.
You get the impression when you find your way around Morgantown, West Virginia, they have priorities.
Yeah,
and it
wasn't up to code.
Yeah.
So that's when you get condemned.
So we'll see. And as soon as I hear anything, I'll let you know. But
and when it comes to your family, I like it when you defend your family, and it gives me an opportunity to hear the way you and Carrie talk about me in real life. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here, and we will take a break. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is you know what he did today? This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
You know we don't talk.
Challenge.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
We're finished talking.